senza aver finito qualcosa.
Could you all hear me? I forgot to turn it on. Sorry. Yeah, so it's been a few last minute changes due to Nathan and Anna and some circumstances and them not being here today or tomorrow. But yeah, Bev's going to do a reading and thank you all for coming.
Well, good morning. I'll go back to the reading that we've been looking at several times and just reading a couple of verses from Isaiah 9. Which says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder." And then that verse, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you. And our first song this morning is He is Exalted.
Exalted and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted. On high, I will praise Him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall
We're going ahead and we've got our, I think maybe one of the first, well, I've never been to a Chris Dingle service here before. So does people want to come and get an orange?
Well, come down, come down.
Come.
You're a child, come on down.
Come and get oranges.
Come on, yeah, come on down.
Are they staying? And then you stay, when you've got your bits, maybe sit in the front row.
Right. Come on, make space. Oh, always come on down. Just make sure you have.
There's more down here. Look. In a minute, prayers first. There's oranges here. Yeah, or sit on here. Anybody else? If you're not a child, you can come too.
Right, sit on the stage.
Yeah.
You can sit here.
You can sit along. Josh? Josh? Yeah. Do you want to sit here? Sit on the stage? Yeah, cool. Have you got an orange?
Right, if the kids stay here,
do you want an orange?
The service,
you got one. Great. You want one?
All the ingredients they need to make
their Chris Dingle is they're here at the front. So they can't be yo-yoing back and forth. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, so.
So if grab an orange and stay down here.
You've got an orange.
Has everybody got an orange? Yeah.
Everyone's
just
got
stay
an orange.
Here.
Thank you.
Great.
So, has anybody got a birthday also? Does anyone have a birthday? Yay! Do you have a birthday as well? No? Either this week or last week? No, just you? Oh! You all right, Georgia? How old are you?
Eight.
When's your birthday? You had your birthday. When was it?
It was Friday.
Was it? And you, did you get lots of nice things?
Yeah.
And it's Christmas tomorrow. Going to get more nice things. Do you want to choose a present? And we'll sing happy birthday to you. Yeah? Do you want to have a look? Cool.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Happy have a rummage. Have a rummage. Pull everything out if you want. Okay. Well, Georgia just looks. Bev's going to do a prayer, and then it's over to Kuda for her section of the Chris single. Thank you. Sorry, do you want to use this? Children and mics everywhere.
Let's pray together for me. Lord God, we do thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for your blessing every day. And this morning, it's all about the light of the world. And we thank you that you sent your son and tore yourself apart to give him up for us. So, Father, we do pray that you would pour your light into our lives this morning, that as we talk about things with the children, that they would have a meaning in our hearts too. And Lord, we do thank you for your blessing every day. And Lord, we thank you that you have been working in our lives over this week. And Lord, we do pray for those who really need that at this time. And Father, we know there are several people in hospital and unwell at the moment, and we lift them to you. You know them and you know their needs, Father, and you are the light and the healer that their life has need of. So, Father, we bring all these things to you, and we ask that we would be a blessing to you and a blessing to one another this morning, and that we would enjoy whatever the service brings as we think about your world and your light in it. Amen.
Morning, everyone.
So, the Chris single is made up of different parts, and different people are going to come and explain what their parts mean. So the first thing that you get is an orange. And I did some detailed research to find out what the orange represents in the Chris Dingle. And there was very little written about it. And it said, the orange represents the world. Thank you. Okay, no. I did not dress like an orange to come and just tell you that and go away, okay? People that know me know I'm not like that, okay? Got a young man coming in now. Can you come and get an orange? Come and get an orange and come and sit with the other children. We are making Chris Dingles today. Right, there's an orange over there. Got another two young people, three young people.
There's loads there as well.
Okay, come and get some. All the children are here today, so grab an orange, far corner over there. Right, so the orange does represent the world, but obviously I've got more to say than that. I'm all dressed like an orange, orange and green nail polish today, okay? Orange boots. I am an orange. But I was looking for a way to explain it. People that know me know that I'm a Sunday school teacher, so I'm trying to break the message right down to its basics so that even Bradley can understand it. And I mean, this is his first real Christmas that he's actually given his life to Christ, and he knows the real meaning of Christmas, so I'm really pleased for him. But, and obviously I pick on him a lot, but I want Bradley to be able to understand what the orange means. There is a place for you, children, in the world. Okay? And I was asking God, how can I explain about the orange representing the world? And God said, you were born at the time you were born for a reason. And I know I'm talking to the young in heart and the young in age. You couldn't have been born any other day of the week. You couldn't have been born to any other family. There is a place for you in the world, which is your orange, okay? And there is a job for you in the world. There is a thing that God created only you to do. But you have a choice. You can say yes, or you can say no. But God does want you to say yes. So whatever you are doing this Christmas, today, tomorrow, in the week to come, in the new year, just think about it. There is a thing that God put you on the world for, specifically. So look and think about it. Think about it purposely. Why have I got that brother or sister, you know, that rubbed me up the wrong way? There is a reason for it, okay? Maybe God wants you to learn patience, like I had to learn patience from my siblings. But there is a reason why you are on the world, in the world, okay? And there's a reason why you are created for this time. You can't say, oh, I wish I was born in the 70s with better music, okay? You can't say, I wish we had television in black and white. Nobody ever wants that. But you are born, Dennis, you're born on that day for a reason and a purpose. There is a reason why you're in the world. So while we're doing the Chris singles, the orange represents the world that we live in. We do care about it, and we pray for the environment, we pray for the government, and we pray for the other people in the world. But God's message for you today is that you are in the world for a reason and a purpose. So if there are any more children that are upstairs or any more that are in the congregation that want to join the little Sunday school group we've got happening down here, come and get an orange and take part, because we are going to do more things to it. So just remember, the orange is the world. You have a place in it and a job to do for God. Thank you.
Thank you, Kuda. So next we're going to sing, He's Got the Whole Wide World in His Hands. Do we all know the actions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuda does. Christine Gould, the rhythm.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Right, good morning all. All right, so I'm going to be showing you the illustration of the ribbon. So I don't know if you guys, who are sitting there so nicely, want to get up and grab a piece of ribbon. There's some on the table, a couple there. Is anyone? No, those are for the older kids. Well, those are supposed to be for the older things. Yeah, that's the one. So if you take some off, pull some off. I don't know. And then take about two or three, the children's societies, and then rip it off. It should wrap around the whole orange. Yeah.
Okay, so you can talk about it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So while you guys are busy putting it together, okay, and holding it, I'm just going to explain the illustration. So the red ribbon, as you can see, is the color red. And the color red is associated with the popular shape that we know is the heart. So a red heart is a very strong symbol of love. And love is very important to every single one of us. It means a lot to us. And it can, without love, it's very difficult to even just be. So what the other important part that we need to understand is that love is given by God. And God showed his perfect love throughout the Bible, predicted and happened throughout the Gospels, when Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. Yeah, many of us know that. And so what we do with the ribbon now is that because obviously the orange is the earth and all the people in it, this is a good illustration to show you that God's love is wrapped around the whole earth. Yeah? Not a single person is without God's love, because Jesus died not just for me, not just for Alana. No, he died for everybody on this planet. And everybody should understand and should know how powerful God's love is for us, because it doesn't just select the few, it selects all of us, and we should remember that. Okay, how you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good.
And so when you get your piece of tape, yeah, some of you I see have wrapped it around very nicely, and that's the message.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Do you need any more help?
No, we're good.
Okay. So we're going to sing again. If everybody wants to stand, singing, if you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, you can sit. It's all fine. We're going to sing Wide and Long and High and Deep. But
this is love.
Thank you. And Bev is doing the next section of the Christingles. Has everyone got their ribbon sorted?
Yep.
Yeah. We're ribboned up. Are you going to stand up or are you going to go? Oh. Got that? Yeah. Okay.
How many?
Four.
Okay, so just before I do the cocktail sticks, which is one of the later parts, we haven't been praying for the bits that we were meant to do. So let's do a prayer and recoup on the world and the love of Christ, and then I'll go on to the cocktail sticks with you. So let's pray. Father God, we do pray for our world. We know that there's some really messy bits at the moment, and we ask that you would be the one who gets to be in charge of those messy bits. Lord, we don't trust the people who should be in charge, but we trust in you. And Lord, because of that red ribbon going around this Christingle, we know that your love is powerful enough to go all the way around the world. And Lord, that nothing can separate us from that love. Neither death, nor war, nor anything that's going on, nor sickness, nor all of the different things that are taking place on the news, on the telly. Lord, we know they cannot separate us from your love, and that we are wrapped in with that piece of red ribbon around the whole world. And Lord, that you have a plan for our lives and you have a plan for the earth. And we pray that you would intervene in all those different situations. And Lord, we thank you that we can just be assured and rely on you in everything that we do. Amen. So I'm on cocktail stick duty. As you can see, you need four cocktail sticks. There's one little pot somewhere on the table, a round pot, and it's got 400 in, so we should be okay. So everybody needs four of these sticks, and then you can either break into the Haribos, or you can use the little mallows and the jellies and things that are in the dishes on the table. There's plenty of sweets to go round. Four sticks and then at least four sweeties and four marshmallows if you want. Can I just suggest that you stab your sweeties down onto the table and not onto the palm of your hand or anything like that? This is the trickiest bit. So four sticks and four sweeties and marshmallows. Decorate them. We could have had fruit, but it's at home. There we are. Make sure you've got four. And I will tell you what the four mean in a minute as well. Keep going. Keep stabbing. Make sure you stab the sweeties and not one another. Don't put it through your finger end or anything like that.
There we are.
Four sweets. Four. Oh, you can do a kebab if you want, a little marshmallow fruity sweet kebab. Load them up. I've gone simple. Well, Abby's gone simple. Nice and simple. Here's one I made earlier in Blue Peter tradition, and Abby made it earlier. Okay, how are we doing? Right, so while you're working on your four cocktail sticks, then these represent, well, to me, they represent north, east, south, and west as well, but they also represent the four seasons of the year, and that God provides for us in every season. He is with us in every season of our lives, and he's with us in every season as the years go by. And as you can see from the table down there, there's plenty of sweets. And that is always the way that God provides more than we could ever possibly need. So if you overload your sticks, then it's a good representation of God's provision for us. But make sure you've got something. And if you fancy a marshmallow now and you want to have a marshmallow, then please do tuck into whatever's there. Yes! It's not a children's service if you don't have sweets. Come on! How are we done? Are we all got four cocktail sticks? Everybody got four?
Yeah.
Four?
Everybody's good to myself.
Okay. So we're going to pray and we're going to say thank you to God. This is a thanksgiving prayer for all that he provides for us. That's it. It's nicer if your sweets are covering the end of your cocktail sticks, the sticky out bit, and then you won't take anyone's eye out in the car on the way home. So load them up, keep loading them, and let's pray and say thank you to God. It's like a harvest prayer that we say thank you for. Lord God, we do thank you that you provide us with so much. Lord, you pour into our lives the people that we need, and you pour into our lives the things that we need, and you save us from our sins, and we give thanks for that. And there's nowhere we can go, north, east, south, or west. It says in your word, we cannot fly to the east and get away from your love. We cannot fly to the farthest point on the earth and be outside of your love. And for that, we give you thanks. And Lord, we thank you for your daily provision. Lord, we pray for those people who don't have everything that they need. Lord, we pray for everyone who came to Food Bank on Friday. And Lord, we lift up to you the whole team that were supplying people's needs. Lord, we know that this Christmas has been a very demanding Christmas. And Lord, we thank you that you provide us enough to give away and to bless other people with. And for all your gifts, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Beth. We're going to sing again, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
All creatures great and small, all things bright and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Each little flower opens, each little bird that sings, he made the glowing colors, he made their tiny wings. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river, the sky. creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. He gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who measures all things well. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Thank you, everybody. Graham is going to do the final section, the candle. Over to Graham. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I thought you were going home. First of all, I'd like to just introduce where the Christingle tradition came from and several other things leading up to the candle. The tradition of Christingle actually started, as far as I know of, in Germany with the Lutheran movement. How it got across to here, I don't know. And when it got across to here, I don't know. But I do know that the Anglican movement picked it up and went with it. With all the things you've heard about the world, the blood of Christ, the love of Christ, the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of the seasons, is all there. But as the Children's Society is part of the Anglican tradition, I'd like to just point out to you that there are a few of these about, I hope. You can give to the Children's Society, which do a lot of good work. And when my wife died, we were absolutely overwhelmed with what they did for us. So I am going to promote the Children's Society. And so you've got a queue here if you want to give a donation. QR code if you want to give a donation to Children's Society. And there's bits and pieces on here all about what they do, what they don't do, and a little split so that you can fill this little box up and bring it back to church next week or the week after and give it to somebody, and we'll make a donation to the Children's Society. Thank you. Now, what does the candle represent? Anybody know? Any clue? Come on. Right. Yes, young man. Pardon? It's for the light. What is the light then? If we're going to put a light on our Christingle, what is the light?
A fly.
Yeah. Anybody?
Here. Look.
Yeah?
Here.
Look. Oh, sorry. Elena. Well done, Elena. Yes, it's Jesus, the light of the world. And as we've seen with our Christingle so far, we've got the blood of Christ that was shed for the whole world. That's you and me, not just the world as a planet, but the world as a people, you and me. Okay, he shed his life on the cross, and that love, as Judith said, goes right round the world, and still right round the world, even though, as Bev said, there's lots of wrong and horrible things going on in the world, wars and things like that. But Jesus' love is still there. And it's down to you to accept the fact that he died on the cross for you. And this little candle is right on the top of your Christingle. I'm going to borrow a Christingle. Can I borrow a Christingle, please? Yeah, yeah. Right. You put your candle in the top of the Christingle, okay? And that represents Jesus right on top of the world, going around the world as the light of the world. Because no one doesn't walk around in darkness, do they? Do you want to walk around in darkness? No, you switch the light on so you can see where you're going. And Jesus points the way to where you to see where you're going. Points the way to heaven. Points the way to life. Points the way to God. Points the way to himself. So if you'd like to put your candle in there as best as you can, difficult though it may be, I'll admit. Who's was this?
They've
got a flattened off bottom so that they don't wobble around when you do
light
the candle, yep. And they've got an X in the top, so you should find it easy to put your candle in the top. So you can
put your candle on the table.
Are we gonna light these candles?
No.
No. Okay.
Bit like Carol's
candle light, isn't it? So.
So you want to take the
phone. Okay, shall we pray? Lord Father God, you are the light of the world. You, Jesus, came down from heaven to show us the way back, to be that light. Lord, thank you for coming into our lives and showing us the way back to you. So Lord, I lift this whole service up to you now and our lives up to you now. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I'd like to pray for the Children's Society. Sorry, I've gone back. Got a bit emotional. I'd like to pray for the Children's Society, who do a lot of work, a lot of help for people who are struggling with grief, struggling with things that they cannot cope with, and mainly it's not just the children, it's families with children. So Lord, I just lift up the Children's Society to you now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
So now we should all have the Chris Dingles finished. Has everyone got all the bits that they need?
Yeah,
that's good. If anyone came in after we'd started, there are still bits left, so come down afterwards if you do want to make one, that's absolutely fine, and someone will help if you missed any of the bits.
Come down and use the table.
Yeah.
You should end up with something
like Bev's.
That.
Yeah,
plenty spare.
Yeah.
Don't miss out.
Or if any adults want one.
Yeah.
Have one.
A little fun and crafty.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to end the service. The last song we're going to have is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Ooh, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Presence from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Spirit, hear, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire.
Thank you, everybody. If any of the words that anyone's spoken have touched anyone, and anyone has any questions, please feel free to see anyone from the church leadership, or if anyone needs the praying for, there's the prayer corner at the back over that side, on the right. I don't know my left and right. So thank you, everybody, for coming. And there is teas and coffees. Most, I think, notices are all on the notice sheet. Pardon? What about bowling?
Right, there's bowling for the youth that's going to happen on the 5th of January. If there are any young people, this is going to be during the time for Underground, which is a club that the church holds to keep kids off the streets. I'll talk to you about it, Josh. You might be a bit too old for that. But it's for teenagers mainly, those that are in high school. If you have any kids that are of that age that might be interested, please do see me after the service. I'll be trying to step on a
few of them. Yeah, but just before we say the grace together, do all the children want to stand up and show everyone what they've made? We can give you a big clap. Yay! Yeah, and as I said before, if there's anyone else that didn't get one or was thought they were too big, please do come, and there's loads of stuff left. We'll just say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Why? I don't know how it starts, so you have to start.
Wide and long and high.
love you.